The president's long-awaited trip. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden is scheduled to make a stop in El Paso, Texas, during his visit to the southern border Sunday. This will be the president's first official border trip during his presidency. Laredo, Texas Mayor Dr. Victor Trevino tells Fox's Cavuto Live that more action needs to be taken to deal with the border crisis.
It's a step forward, but we have to do a lot more. Being the largest land port here in the United States, I think we have to get more attention to us because this is an important commerce area, and it can't be just not looked at because the influx of migrants in this amount will overwhelm us.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration recently announced new measures focused on increasing enforcement at the U.S. border, including new consequences for those trying to enter the country unlawfully, along with the expansion of a humanitarian parole program. After 15 rounds, Kevin McCarthy garnering enough votes to win the House Speaker position. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington.
Well, after midnight, Congressman McCarthy became House Speaker. McCarthy won the majority with just 216 votes. 212 Democrats backed Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. Six Republicans in total, including Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert, voted present in the 15th round rather than no, which lowered the threshold needed for a majority to 215.
Congress is expected to vote on rules packages Monday. The Jacksonville Jaguars beating rival Tennessee Titans 22-16 to win their first AFC South title in 5 years. Titans quarterback Joshua Dobbs' fumble resulted in Jaguars linebacker Josh Allen recovering the ball for a 37-yard touchdown in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Following Twitter's reinstatement of former President Trump, another social media giant might do the same. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
Meta, the parent company of online networks Facebook and Instagram, is expected to decide soon whether or not to unlock the accounts belonging to former President Donald Trump. Facebook, along with Twitter, had suspended him after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago in what was originally said to be a permanent move. Twitter, under new owner Elon Musk, reversed that move. And now, following revelations that Trump's political enemies in federal law enforcement may have been pressuring social networks to curb certain speech, Meta could decide to reverse their ban on him, too. Trump, for his part, continues to post messages exclusively to his own network called Truth Social.
The U.S. military planning the elimination of names relating to the Confederacy. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has details.
The Pentagon has ordered a Defense Department-wide effort to rename and remove more than 1,100 street, school, building names, and other forms of recognition to the Confederacy. The order follows through on a recommendation made last year by the Congressional Naming Commission. The recommendations include changing the name of Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the nation's largest military base, to Fort Liberty. The Pentagon has until January 1st of next year to finish the work.
That's the sound of activist groups gathering in Paris to mark 10 years since the killings of three Kurdish women. There are also renewed calls for more protection following the December murders of three Kurdish people in the French capital. The attack happened at a Kurdish cultural center. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.